Welcome to Pitcott Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcott. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the 12 foundations of rapid muscle architecture. And, you know, our mission here is really targeted. We are not going to wade through all the conflicting advice or gym hearsay.
Not at all.
We're extracting a proven blueprint. We're talking smart habits and real tactical strategies that build strength and size.
Yeah.
And do it efficiently. We're cutting straight to the core.
Yeah, and what's so great here is just how systematic this all is.
Mm-hmm.
This information, it's high value, it's structured, and it comes directly from the bestseller ebooks you can find on our Pitcott ebook store.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at muscle gain not as, you know, an accident, but as a process.
Yeah.
Something you can actually engineer.
Absolutely. Think of this deep dive as sort of the executive summary. We're defining the what and the why of the architecture. But if you're a learner who really needs those granular details.
The meal plans, the templates.
Exactly. The step-by-step application. You should definitely visit pitcott.com. That's where you find the full context to really implement the stuff.
And that need for implementation.
Yeah.
And that's why this is so critical. So many people burn out because they waste just countless hours and so much energy on fluff.
Oh, yeah. Social media trends.
Fleeting trends, exactly. Pitcott focuses squarely on the proven, science-backed strategies for genuine, lasting muscle gain. Our goal is absolute efficiency and, critically, consistency that you can sustain. We're going to start outside the weight room.
Right, because the structure is only as good as its raw materials.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's start with the foundation that really defines cellular repair. That's foundation one. Prioritize whole food nutrition. Pitcott has this very blunt, I mean, it's an accurate principle. If you eat junk, you'll build junk muscles.
It's as simple as that.
But I think for our audience, the question isn't if whole food is better, but why? Why does it accelerate this rapid architecture we're talking about?
It's all about nutrient density and hormonal regulation. So when we say prioritize lean proteins, you know, your chicken, fish, eggs, we're ensuring the body has immediate access to high-quality amino acid building blocks.
Right. The literal building block.
Exactly. And when we talk about whole grains, healthy fats, all those vibrant veggies,
yeah,
we're managing insulin sensitivity. We're providing the micronutrients that are essential for all those recovery pathways. The quality of the fuel directly impacts how quickly and how strongly your body flips that growth switch.
That makes so much sense. So it's not just about avoiding bad calories. It's about providing high quality, highly available resources. You'll actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Improved feeling, quicker recovery, stronger growth, just because your whole system is optimized.
Yeah, it's not struggling with inflammation or poor digestion. And that brings us right to foundation two, which is all about tailoring to your metabolism. We often forget that what works for one person
might be terrible for another.
Exactly. It might sabotage another's energy levels.
Right.
Metabolism is highly individualized.
Mm. And this is a really crucial concept for a deep dive audience. Pitcott introduces this idea of metabolic typing. So fine-tuning the ratio of carbs, fats, and proteins for your specific engine.
Yeah.
Like, some people are fast oxidizers and they do better with more fats and proteins for sustained energy. Others just thrive on carbs.
Precisely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, knowing your metabolic type means you achieve superior energy stability, better digestion. I mean, if you consistently feel bloated or lethargic.
That post-lunch crash.
Yeah, that crash an hour after a specific meal.
Yeah.
That's your body giving you hard data. It's
mm-hmm.
telling you the fuel ratio is wrong for you.
Mm.
Customizing that balance is key to unlocking faster gains.
Because digestion isn't a stressor anymore.
Exactly. It elevates the whole strategy way beyond just calories in, calories out. Now, before we jump to mechanics, let's touch on foundation nine. Smart supplementation.
Okay.
We have to emphasize this, just like the Pitcott guides do. Supplements supplement a dialed-in diet. They can't fix a poor one.
Right. They're tools, not magic bullets. If the architecture's sound, then they're powerful. And the source is very clear. There are three with just undeniable, rock-solid research backing.
And those three are a quality protein powder, creatine monohydrate, and BCAAs. And for a learner audience, it's really important to understand why these three.
Go on.
Well, take creatine, for example. It's essential because it rapidly regenerates ATP, which is the body's primary energy currency. That's what allows for those last few really challenging reps in a set.
The reps that actually count for growth?
The ones that count.
Yeah.
And with BCAAs, studies consistently point to one amino acid, leucine, as the key trigger for muscle protein synthesis. It's not just about general aminos. It's that specific signaling role.
So we skip the hyped up fat burners and all those pre-workout matrices with crazy names.
Yeah, skip all that.
And just stick to the proven tools that actually enhance the biology. That lines up perfectly with the idea of science, not hype, which we'll get to later. But for now, let's get into the mechanics. Okay, let's unpack this. This next section is where we define the how. How to structure your sets, your reps for maximum hypertrophy. This is about making sure every single minute you spend lifting is, well, that it's yielding the most results possible.
And we start with foundation three, find the right rep range. The traditional sweet spot for muscle growth, hypertrophy, is confirmed by Pitcott to be 8 to 12 reps.
Right.
But let's clarify this for you listening, because just counting to 12, that isn't enough.
Exactly. It's not just some arbitrary number. The real goal is to pick a weight that lets you keep perfect, strict form until maybe rep 8. But then reps 10, 11, and 12 are a genuine struggle. A painful struggle, even.
A near failure set. That's what you're aiming for.
Right, because that ensures you're recruiting the maximum number of muscle fibers, especially those fast twitch fibers you need for size.
We use the term mechanical tension here. That specific range just maximizes the mechanical load on those fibers. And if you want a practical way to measure it, you should be aiming for an RPE, a rate of perceived exertion, of like 9 or 9.5 out of 10 on that very last rep.
Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. We're moving beyond just counting to the actual pace. Foundation four, control your lifting tempo. This is probably the most neglected piece of the puzzle.
Oh, for sure. It's not as sexy as adding more weight to the bar.
Right. But it's so critical for tension and growth. The structure provided is the 3-1-3 timing.
Okay, so let's break that down. That means 3 seconds on the eccentric, which is the lowering phase.
The negative.
The negative, right. Then a 1 second hold, a squeeze at the point of max contraction, and then 3 seconds back up on the concentric, the lifting phase.
Well, let's really focus on the why of that eccentric part. Why are those 3 seconds down so incredibly valuable?
Because that controlled, slow, negative movement, it causes microtrauma. And that's the good kind of damage. It's the signal that tells the body to rebuild that muscle fiber bigger and stronger than before. Study after study shows the eccentric phase drives way more growth stimulus than the concentric.
Wow.
So that's 7 seconds of movement per rep. It just dramatically increases the total load the muscle has to handle.
And that leads us perfectly into foundation five, time under tension, or TT.
Yep, TUT.
So the tempo you just described, that 3-1-3, that's what determines the TUT. And Pitcock gives a really specific goal here. Each set should keep your muscles engaged for roughly 1 minute.
That 1 minute threshold is so key. It actually shifts the entire physiological environment in your body. When you maintain that kind of high intensity tension for 60 seconds, you induce this massive buildup of, well, metabolic stress, lactic acids.
You can feel it.
Oh, you feel it. And that systemic stress triggers an optimal release of key anabolic hormones, testosterone, growth hormone, which are absolutely essential for starting the repair and growth process after you're done. Mm. It's that prolonged, painful squeeze that signals maximum effort to the body.
And if you need a really accessible example of that TUT magic, just think about holding a plank for a full 60 seconds.
That's a great example.
You feel that deep systemic burn. That's your body adapting because you forced it to maintain tension for that specific optimal amount of time. That's a fantastic breakdown of how to turn knowledge into, you know, real results. We're about halfway through the blueprint, but the mental game and the strategy foundations are just as important. So before we get into the overarching habits, just a reminder that great knowledge leads to great results. For more insightful guides, especially ones that dive deeper into programming, make sure you visit our main site, www.pitcott.com.
Okay, so let's talk training strategy. We'll start with foundation six, keep workouts short, but intense. I think a classic mistake people make is confusing volume with intensity.
Doing more isn't always doing better.
Exactly. We're focused on efficiency. The recommendation is crystal clear. 45 minutes of truly focused, high-intensity lifting is gold.
But if we're aiming for all this tension and, you know, short rest times, how do we make sure we're recovering enough within that 45 minutes without just compromising the TUT principles we just talked about?
That's where smart programming comes into play. The key is to just minimize non-productive time. So you can focus on things like compound sets or supersets for opposing muscle groups.
Like pairing a chest exercise with a back exercise.
Exactly. That keeps your heart rate high, maintains the intensity, but it lets one muscle group rest while the other works. And, I mean, the biggest thing, ditch the distractions. 45 minutes of complete intense focus where your phone is locked away, that's a defining habit.
The source also gives a pretty necessary warning here. If mass and size are your main goals, you have to keep endurance cardio pretty minimal.
You have to. You've got to prioritize that caloric and energy budget for muscle repair and growth, not for, you know, running 5 miles.
Uh-huh. Which leads us right to the ultimate recovery rule, Foundation 7. Recover smart, know your limits. Recovery isn't just passive time off.
No, it's literally where the gains happen. It's where the muscle fiber adapts and grows.
Right.
If you miss recovery, you miss growth, period.
For natural lifters especially, scheduled rest days are just. They're non-negotiable. It's so critical to listen to your body, to understand the difference between good muscle soreness and that deep systemic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel totally wiped out, moving that heavy lift to the next day is a strategic move. It's not weakness. You'll always come back stronger if you let the muscle fully rebuild.
And quality sleep is, by the way, the single most important part of this foundation. That's when your growth hormone release peaks.
Right. Now, next up is a foundational truth. Foundation 8. Mind your genetics. You have to acknowledge your genetic predisposition. Are you naturally geared more toward endurance or more toward power?
And trying to force a high-volume approach on someone who's a natural power type, it's just inefficient. It's like fitting a square peg in a round hole.
Okay, but the critique you sometimes hear is that this is too vague. So how do you, the learner, practically figure this out without some expensive lab test?
It's all about self-experimentation and tracking. The Pitcott guides suggest a periodized approach. So try 3 solid weeks of high volume, lower weight training, you know, in that 12 to 15 rep range. Track your strength, track your fatigue.
Oh.
Then switch. Do 3 weeks of high intensity, heavier weight, lower rep training, like 4 to 6 reps. Compare the data. Which one led to better progress? Which one gave you better sustained energy? That data tells you exactly which side of the genetic curve you fall on.
So you stop fighting your own biology and start working with it.
You got it. Now, moving to the overarching philosophy. Foundation 10, go by science, not hype. This gives you the intellectual stability for the entire program. Fitness trends come and go. The science of hypertrophy, it's stable.
This is so critical. The rock solid base is what? It's progressive overload. Always increasing the demand on the muscle paired with that tailored nutrition and strategic rest.
That's the core.
Everything else is secondary. You have to ignore the fleeting fads.
And if self-education feels a little overwhelming, Foundation 11, get a coach who gets you. It really underscores the value of external expertise. A good trainer, whether it's one-on-one or a really solid online plan, the return on that investment is immense.
A coach does so much more than just fix your form. They provide accountability and, crucially, program periodization. They structure your training cycles so you avoid plateaus.
Right, they make sure you're always progressively overloading without risking injury or overtraining. It's the highest level of strategic implementation.
And finally, it all wraps up with Foundation 12, hard work and smart habits, the real muscle formula. The conclusion to all of this is, I mean, it's simple. Pure effort is non-negotiable.
You still have to do the work.
You have to do the work. But that effort has to be guided by these smart habits. Success is defined by showing up consistently, lifting with the right mechanics, that 3-1-3 tempo eating for your metabolic needs, and resting well. Combine that consistency with these 11 strategic moves, and you stop chasing results and start building them. It's inevitable. So to rapidly recap this killer formula for you, the learner, it's about nutritional customization based on your metabolic type. It's about dialing in your lifting tempo to that powerful 3-1-3 timing. It's tracking your time under tension to hit those 60-second anabolic triggering sets, prioritizing systemic recovery, and always, always sticking to science-based habits, no matter what the latest social media trend is telling you.
And I think the key takeaway for immediate action is don't try to overhaul everything at once. This architecture works best when you focus on one single change at a time. Rigorously track the progress of that one change for a few weeks, and then tweak it as you need to.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, this methodical, consistent approach is what transitions you from, you know, hoping for results to guaranteeing them. It leads to you becoming stronger, leaner, and genuinely proud of the muscle architecture you built yourself.
Are you ready to take these foundations and build your best self? That's the action-oriented thought Pitcott leaves us with. For the full details on all 12 foundations and the deep practical application guides, please visit www.pitcot.com for more best-selling content. And if you enjoyed this deep dive, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And please press the like button if you love our show. It helps immensely in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too and start building their best selves with this proven framework.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
Thank you for being there with us.